From the Wellington Council to the Christchurch Council, they're giving the Canterbury AMP Association $5 million a lifeline to support the future of the show. Board can the event this year, as we told you last week. As part of the deal, the association's breaking the 100-year lease on its Wigram Road site. Council's paying about $1 million a hectare to buy the remaining 95 years. Now, the Christchurch City Councillor Sam McDonald's with us on this. Sam, morning.
Morning, John. Morning, Mike.
The land issue, is that the way to solve this particular problem? Because that's what you're doing, and will you use the land usefully?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, it's still got 95 years on the lease, so effectively they own it, so it's worth nothing to us. We've sort of said, actually, we've got better purposes for that, so we can tick off a few boxes by doing it this way. So this isn't a grant to the AMP Association. This is us putting $4 million into a capital-protected fund, which they'll get the interest off every year, which means actually they don't come back to council every year asking for a handout. So good. It's sort of win-win, and we can use the land.
What about their model? They talked about working for 12 months for 3 days' revenue. That model didn't strike me as a very good model. Is the model an issue?
Oh, look, I think it is, and it's something the board will need to address over the coming months. What we wanted to do, though, was set up a fund, which meant that actually they don't come back every year. So the last thing we would want to do would be to buy the land, give them all the money, and then have them blow it. You know, it's far better for us to protect it.
Yep.
But actually, the ratepayers get this done once and right.
While I've got you, what about those fly-by-nighters around the region who didn't want to pay for the stadium? I bet you they'll be there on opening night, won't they? Those councils you asked to help fund it, why don't they want to cough it up?
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating. But actually, if we're really honest, I think their argument is that because the Crown gave $220 million towards it, they feel that's their contribution. What the mayor, Methil Major, is working on is getting them to chip in for the running costs each year.
Yeah.
So, you know, that door hasn't been closed, but look, if they're listening, they should definitely front up.
Yes, they should, Sam. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Sam McDonald, Christchurch Councillor. These councils, first of all, there are too many councils in the country. You're just up the road. You go 15 minutes up the road, you're in Waimak. I mean, come on. You're telling me you're not going to use the stadium? Get serious.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.